Angie.
Patois.
Let's talk about the live show.
Oh, top of the show, we're talking about the live show.
When this episode goes out,
yes,
it'll be like a week away.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Won't it?
It will.
Because this goes out on the 30th. It'll be that Sunday. Oh my God, it'll be that Sunday.
No, yeah, this will go out on the 1st. On the 1st of November, this will go out and we'll be living on the 5th.
So if you have not got your tickets yet, what are you waiting for?
I mean, you might be too late now.
They might have sold out.
They might have all gone. So,
but if you go on and try to get your tickets, what are you waiting for? Sunday the 5th, 8:30, the Bedford Pub, Balham. I'm telling you, it is going to be
cracking.
The best night.
It is. And do you know what, Pat? Do you know, what? I mean, we've obviously got some, you know, some of the OGs, some of our OGs that have been with us right from the start.
Yeah.
And did you know that two of them, who actually live right up north, they are coming and they're staying overnight on the Sunday night. Isn't that amazing? I was just like,
have you taken the Monday off work?
No, I need to do that.
I have taken the Monday off work.
I need to do that. Yes, I must do
I
that.
I am not
no
doing anything no. on that Monday.
No, I am going to be in full recovery mode.
Full recovery mode.
Yeah. But yes, no, you've got, if you haven't got them yet, please go and get them. We would love to see as many of you there as possible. You know, I know it's like a Sunday night, bit of a ball ache in some respects, but at least you can make a day of it.
Exactly.
Come down from wherever you're traveling down, from. Have a day out.
Have
come
a day
and see
out.
Us.
Just have a laugh, relax, get ready for the week ahead.
Have a little beverageine.
Have a little beverageine.
Beverageine.
You can find all of the information across our social media. You can find the information on Facebook. You can find it on the Finding the Funny Instagram page. And you can find it on my Instagram page and Angie's Instagram page.
Yes.
Tickets are £6. If you haven't got your ticket yet, we would absolutely love to see you there. Have you been watching Big Brother, Ange?
Oh my gosh, I am so heavily invested in that program.
Now, you weren't a Big Brother fan originally.
Oh, no, yeah, and I was a huge Big Brother fan.
No.
Yes.
First series.
Yes. We used to have, in my youthful days, we used to have, like, Big Brother eviction night parties.
I didn't know you were so into series one.
Oh my gosh. I mean,
That's because I didn't know that because probably at that stage you were basically living at Ian's house.
Yeah, and I basically had sort of disowned you.
Oh, all of us.
Hadn't I? All of you, actually. I was oh like, my God. What? I'm done with all of those people now. They're
you
really
quit
getting
your,
on my tits.
You quit your NNEB. No, you quit your job in a nursery.
Yeah. I said, you know what? Fuck you lot. I'm off.
This is actually really interesting because I don't think people would have known that you were like this as a teenager.
No.
But when you met Ian...
Yeah. He was very powerful.
When you met Ian, it was like we didn't exist.
Yeah.
And I distinctly remember Ange coming into our house and saying to Mum and Dad, Mal and Margs, Mum and Dad... Mm. I've quit my job at the nursery. And they were like, what? I mean, this was totally out of character for Ange. Mm. Ange had been like responsible, goody two shoes, never got in trouble.
No, I was your good girl.
Oh my, you were your, and this was like Riri, good girl gone bad.
Yeah, it was.
This was your Riri era.
It was my Riri era,
yeah.
Yeah.
She came into the kitchen and she said, me, Mum and Dad, I think James was there as well.
I can't remember. I can't remember any of this.
She said, I've quit my job at the nursery. And Dad was like, what? What are you going to do? She was like, I'm moving to Reading and I've got a job at where Ian's sister works. And it was like, oh my God, eruption.
Yeah, it was.
Ian's taking over your life. Ian this, Ian that, Ian the other. You moved in with Ian and his parents. We never see you. I was crying. I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to see her again. That was your Riri era. Good girl gone bad.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? Because you almost kind of like, I did just have like a real rebellious point.
Oh, streak. Oh,
where
my
I
God.
Was like, I don't want to do any of the things you want me to do. I don't really want to kind of be around you. I just want to be away doing my own thing.
With Ian.
With Ian. Yeah, and just kind of like really did rebel. I mean, I think a lot of, you know, teenagers sort of go through that a little bit anyway. But I was kind of hitting that.
I never did a rebellion.
Well, you've done your rebellion in your 40s.
I haven't done it. What rebellion have I done?
You are very rebellious.
Bloody hell, if this is me rebellious, then I am one boring bitch. Yeah, I've never done a rebellion.
Yeah, I definitely really went for that at that point.
Oh my God, when
life.
You said that you'd left that nursery.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, what is going on?
Oh my God, mum and dad were absolutely beside themselves.
I mean, I do, it's weird, isn't it? Like when you do look back at that, now I'm a mum. Oh my gosh, if either of my two did that, I'd be exactly like mum and dad.
If they like found, but bearing in mind, we grew up in High Wycombe and this was all the way over in Reading.
Yeah, this was a long way away.
I mean, it was like, who is this guy kicking around in Reading? You're living with his parents and him.
Yeah.
Like.
Mm. Yeah, it was a real kind of, you know, shock to the system for everybody, wasn't it? But then, you know, look, it comes back around. Now look at me.
What do you mean? You're still in your re-re era. You are still good girl gone bad. You, since that time you walked out of that nursery, you've been bad to the core, mate.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
That nursery was the only saving grace in your life. And when you gave that up,
bang,
that was it.
Gone.
Bang.
Yeah. I do quite like being rebellious, though.
Oh, how would you like to be rebellious as an adult?
Oh no, I don't think we can go there.
Okay, that was, anyway, Big Brother. I do you know what I love about this series? They've got it bang on.
They have. That's exactly what I have thought, Pats.
Because
I
didn't want it to be another, you know, Love Island influencers.
Yeah, yeah.
People that... wandering around in bikinis.
Yeah.
And they have really got everybody, somebody from like different walks of life.
Yeah, they have.
Do you know what I started thinking about quite a few months ago?
Mm.
How everyone, like if you go back to the very first series, let's for a minute just talk about Nasty Nick.
Oh, wow. Yes. How? That was massive.
Yeah, right. He was hated for having a pen. Right, if you actually drill it down, that guy was hated. Like, called Nasty Nick, actively hated. Mm. There's a brilliant clip, actually, of Craig, who won the first ever Big Brother. Big Brother, I'd like to. Where he says, he actually sits Nasty Nick down and basically tears him off a shred.
No.
And it's like... Everybody hated the guy because he was rocking around with
a pen.
With a pen. Nicholas, I'd like to have a chat with yourself. That's what Craig says. I'd like to have a chat with yourself about the... And he's like absolutely livid. And when you drill it down, guys, the nation lost their shit.
About a pen.
Because he had a pen.
But at the time...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. It was like the only thing anyone was talking about.
Nasty Nick.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a chat with yourself. Yourself? He didn't say you. He said yourself.
Yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, but Big Brother, I've always loved it. Didn't really stay into it when it went to Channel 5, although did still watch it a bit. Loved the celebrity one when it went to Channel 5.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The GC, that's when she went in, didn't she?
The GC.
Yeah.
I'm claustrophobic, Darren. That's where that line came from. We had a dickish behaviour come in.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
From Queen Levine.
Queen Levine.
I mean, she's
back.
Levin, but we call her Levine.
We call her Levine, Queen Levine, yeah.
She says, people who have their name / star sign on a necklace, dickish.
I really don't. I don't know why it's such a big thing.
I mean, I think I can sort of understand the name thing.
Why?
Do you know what? I don't really know.
Yeah.
I feel like the name is more socially acceptable.
I think that whole thing about your name on your necklace, your star sign, I mean, I don't like star signs anyway. I think the whole thing is a load of bollocks.
Know what I'm getting you for Christmas? Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. Yeah, I mean, even that. I mean, I kind of think if you're you are a Taurus.
Yeah.
At least that's quite a... I know, obviously, you can change the size of your font and it can be smaller, but if you've got Sagittarius... Around your neck.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Haven't your star signs changed now because we're in a new moon or something?
Eh?
Yeah, apparently. Because apparently you have a sun sign and a moon sign.
Oh, God. Right. Okay. This is... No.
And apparently, I'm no longer a Taurus.
Oh, right. So what are you now then?
I don't know.
Oh.
But apparently somebody was saying, when I went to España, Viva España.
Oh, no. Was someone there big into star signs and shit?
No, it just sort of came up and somebody said, oh, well, you won't be a Taurus anymore because the moon's moved and you'll be a different sign.
Right, no.
What? I've got to 41 and I've always been a Taurus. How does this happen now?
Well, also then, how does that affect your necklaces then?
You have to have
a switch up, like when the moon changes.
No, you have to just, in one necklace, you'd have to have moon sign, Sagittarius, sun sign, Cancer. But you'd have to have that round your neck.
Or maybe you could try and combine them. So if like you're a Taurus and then you become a Pisces, you become a Taurpic. So you're covering both
moons. You'd become a Sag can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Sag can, yeah. I'd actually prefer that because people would be like, oh, Sajkan. Is that What's your that? Name?
That's my name, Sajkan.
Yeah, that's my name, Sajkan. Yeah, yeah.
Imagine if you were a boy and you had Leo. They wouldn't know whether that was your name
exactly
or your star
name or your star sign. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or if your name was Sagittarius.
I do want to get you a necklace now that says Angie on it. Do you know what I love? I love the fact that people who have joined the podcast late actually think your name is Angie.
I know.
It is hilarious. We have actually made it a thing now. People who are like, are you an Angie? I'm like, oh, everyone think people think I know you're late to the podcast. You think your name's Angie.
But actually, I hate it.
Somebody actually messaged me and said, you and Ange, and then put, oh, sorry, Angie. I'm like, yeah.
You get gave the name me right.
Pat. You gave me Patty, now you've got Angie. What about people who have their baby's name on a necklace?
I mean, I kind of get that more. Because
do
it is,
you?
Yeah, I do, because that's something that's quite sort of...
special.
Yes, and personal, sentimental. And, you know, kind of... where you put your own name on it, on stuff, and wear it. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I just find it a bit weird.
Sure.
You're just basically wearing a permanent name badge around your neck.
I might get one that says happy to help on it.
I mean, you could have one with Patty on it.
And I could say that's the name of my child.
Yes. Yeah. Your inner child.
I might get one with Sherlock and Coco on it.
Do it.
After my cat.
Although you do call Sherlock Licky, so you should have one called Licky.
And I do call Coco Minky.
There you go. You should have Licky and Minky.
Licky and Minky.
Lick my Minky.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. But, so you get the kid thing.
Yes, I do. Right. I kind of understand that more.
Right.
You know, it's like when people have, rings and stuff and you put, like, the name inside the ring and it might be your children's name. Or
what about breast milk rings?
What? Breast milk rings?
Have you never heard of this?
I have never heard of breast milk rings. What the hell are you on about?
Oh my God, you're gonna lose your shit at this. You can send some of your breast milk off,
right,
to be made into a ring.
What?
Yeah.
Why? Why would you
for the keepsake of the milk from your breast?
No way.
Yeah.
What? And it, is it made into like just normal jewellery?
It's just a massive ring in the shape of a breast. absolutely huge, and they make the nipple out of your milk.
Nice. That's, yeah, I mean, yeah, fine, if that's kind of the vibe you want to go for.
If that's what you... But yeah, you can get breast milk rings and all sorts now.
No, right. This needs to stop now.
Would you have eaten your placenta if you had kids now?
No, 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 no.
Would you not even have had it made into pills?
No.
I would.
No, I don't want something that's been, you know, fermenting in my...
Very good for you. Very good for you.
Well, I know, but no.
Yeah, I'd have had placenta pills.
Placenta pills. I know, yeah. It's also like that must cost you a fucking fortune.
I don't think it's that expensive.
Well, also, how can you guarantee you're having your placenta? They could be chucking anyone's placenta in that.
As long as it gives me the nutrients my body needs, I'll take anyone's placenta. Right, Ange, are you ready?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'd forgotten about this.
You ready?
Yes, I am.
Off you go.
Le big question.
That.
That took me back.
Can we just take a minute, please, to just remember?
Appreciate that. Also, I was really able to hit that low low this morning.
Yeah, because it's early morning.
It's early morning doors.
It's early doors. And you can go right down.
Straight down to the low depths.
Right, do you want to ask the question?
Yes. Okay, now. Lucy Loves Rich. Again, one of our faves. One of our OGs. She has asked this question, which I was a bit sort of thrown by, if I'm honest, Pats. But here we go. Lucy Loves Rich has asked if we have chosen our funeral songs yet.
Now, it's interesting you say this, because when I went to Northern Ireland, Mel's husband, Dave, took me back to the airport.
Yeah.
And as soon as we got in the car, he said, I'm going to play you my funeral Spotify playlist.
Oh, how did you feel about that?
Oh, whoa, okay.
That he's really come straight out with it there.
Yeah.
What did you think of the playlist, though?
Well, he's very into, like, highbrow music that I don't have a clue about.
What do you mean, like, classical shit?
No, like, Foy Vance and people like that.
Oh, Foy Vance, yeah, Foy Vance, yeah.
Those kind of... Yeah. Those
right, that's kind of vibe. People.
When Mel, Michelle and Matt Leader get together and I'm there, I feel like Joey Tribbiani. Because they all talk about music.
The same things, I don't. Right.
They have a... They're like, oh, have you heard this thing from... Hey, if you like Haim... then you're really going to like this new band that have just come out, Chime. And, you know, they're very high, very Haim-esque, you know. It's, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm, no,
you know,
that's not me
either. I'm sat there thinking, what about One Direction? You want to talk about that? what about Take That? No? Nobody's down for that? You're still talking about Chime?
No, that's too, you know...
Oh,
generic,
it's too mainstream.
Isn't
it's
it?
Too mainstream. They honestly, it is like, I went to see Foy Vance 3 times and he was absolutely amazing. Yeah.
Is he Irish, Foy Vance?
I think so. I don't really know.
I mean, do you say Vance or Vance?
I say Foy Vance.
Foy Vance. Yeah. Foy Vance.
What would you want your coffin to come into?
Oh, Lord, we've gone straight in for that.
Yeah.
Oh, coffins. Oh, coffins. I don't know. I don't know if I can actually really think about that.
I'd like, hello, can you hear me?
That would freak everyone out.
Yeah. I was wondering if after all this time you'd like to speak. Hello. I'd like that. Or I'd like, I am the one and only.
I think I'd rather go upbeat.
Oh, yeah.
You know... I don't know. I have not given this any thought, and I find it.
Do you know what I'd quite like as my coffin comes in?
Mm.
Just somebody saying to the funeral bearers, I was fat when I sent me that coffin in it. Oh, Pete at the back, you're struggling. Keep it on the show. Drop it. Don't drop it. Everybody here will be devastated if you don't drop it. I just like that.
Just a bit of chit chat about how heavy you are.
Oh, yeah, this had to be a big coffee this. Sorry, guys, you had to pay for an expensive coffee.
Yeah, I mean, you ought to probably start saving.
Yeah. Now, or you? Losing weight.
Yeah, I mean, unlikely. The second is unlikely.
Unlikely.
So
unlikely.
I think just start sort of saving.
Yeah, that's what I'd quite like.
Yeah.
Heavy, aren't I?
Heavy, yeah. She was a big one.
She was... When you walked in and saw me in the funeral parlour, did you think, oh, shit, we got to carry that.
We got to carry that one. Yeah. Wow.
No, I don't have my funeral playlist sorted. I've never even really given it a thought.
No, I haven't.
I think this is a great question to put to the audience, to our listeners, don't you think?
That is, yes. Because that might help me as well, because I don't even think I can really think about that. Whereas if I could have some tips and hints from other people, I might go, oh, that's a good one. Chuck that on my list.
Okay, so firstly, have you thought about your funeral playlist?
Yes.
If yes, what are your songs? So there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find Ange and I on Instagram. She's at Ange Corden. I'm at Ruth Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. Okay, well, we had a shitting tits in.
We did, yes.
From Rachel Green.
Yes. And shout Rachel out Rachel says, Green.
Rachel says, people twinning with their kids or dressing their kids all the same. It does her head slash tits in.
Why do people... This has become another thing.
Oh, twinning.
I mean, twinning. I kind of get it with twins. But only to a certain age.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got twin boys that are, you know, 2, 3, I kind of get that. When they get older, and especially when you are an adult with your child.
Why, when everyone like, oh, so cute, we're twinning today.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
God, fuck off, get a life.
You know, I even don't like, and I think we might have touched on this before, all this thing now about families wearing the same pyjamas.
Oh yeah,
time.
We have Christmas PJs.
Yes,
yeah.
And then having photos and putting them everywhere. And
I don't
like,
mind a Christmas matching PJ.
Yeah, I don't mind it, but we don't all need to see it.
Mm.
Like, if you want to have a family Christmas PJ, fine, do what you want in the comfort of your own home.
Right.
I don't need to see you all in your same PJs. I don't need
do you
to
know
see
what
that.
Pisses me off.
What?
People who twin with their dogs. People do that now, don't they?
People are just twinning everywhere with everybody.
It's like, oh, I got this little jumper made. It's exactly like my night green one. And me and Lola, we're going to go for a walk in our twinning jumpers.
Beautiful.
No.
Mm.
No.
No.
Why do parents think it's like... Why do they become obsessively into it being cute?
The same. The cuteness. Oh, the cuteness.
Look how cute we are.
Mm.
Little Timmy is twinning with me. He's 2 and I'm 35.
Yeah. And we're both wearing the same t-shirt and shorts.
I mean.
No.
Also, do you know what I hate? When people come on social media and they're like, oh, accidentally twinning. Piss off. You've sorted that out before you
totally pre-planned that.
This accidentally twinning in striped t-shirts is a load of bollocks.
Yeah, bollocks. Load of bollocks.
Oh, look.
Oh,
me and little...
We're the same.
Jenny, we're twinning. Fuck off.
Jenny? You
remember Jenny,
old school Jenny?
little Jenny.
Little Jenny.
Sorry, little Jenny.
Don't you find it weird how some names just don't work?
Well,
with little people.
Mickey Flanagan, when I went to see him a couple weeks
ago. Oh, yeah, when you didn't take me, yeah.
He had a chat with somebody in the audience. And he asked a guy what his name is, and the guy said Gary. And he was like, thank God. Thank God. Gary.
We've got a Gary in. Yeah.
We've got a Gary in. Gary,
yeah,
thanks
true.
Fuck for that. I thought I was going to ask you and you're going to give me some fandangled name that I wouldn't be able to pronounce. Gary. Yeah, he was well happy.
It's true though, isn't it?
Yeah, Gary's on the way out.
there are a lot of names like that that aren't, you just don't hear now.
They'll come back round though, won't they? When Ellen has a kid, she'll call it Baby Gary.
Oh, if she does that, I'll be very disappointed. Gary.
If I called my kid Gary, I'd give him a double R.
Right, just to sort of mix
just
it up
pep
a bit.
It up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So he's not like all the other Garys.
No.
No. Although that would be annoying for him.
Well,
because every time he'd, you know, have to write or say, oh, my name's Gary, then
well,
give him
for,
one R.
Lucky for Gary with a double R, I've got a shit womb, so it's never going to happen.
That's true, yeah. So okay, we don't need to worry about Gary.
Don't
do
worry
we?
About Gary with the double R.
Double R Gary.
Yeah, but the twinning thing, I'm with you, yeah, it's an yeah. absolute crock of shit.
Yeah, and now you kind of go into stores, you know, like sort of, you know, your Next Fives and stuff, and they'll have like, you know,
oh, yeah.
a mummy cost swimming costume and the baby swimming oh, costume that's God. The same. When did that shit start?
Yeah.
Well, whenever it started, it needs to finish.
It needs to stop
yeah,
right now.
It needs
now.
To stop. I've had enough of it. I don't want to see it anymore.
No.
If you want to do that in the comfort of your own home / pool, carry on.
Done.
Yes. Got it in the bag.
If you haven't got your tickets for our live show yet, please, yes. if you like our content, if you like what we do here,
yeah.
even if you think we're dicks, we would love to see
Which
you.
Which we are.
On Sunday, the 5th. Yeah. of November at the Bedford Pub in Ballon, 8:30.
Get yourselves down there.
All the information is across social media. We'd love to see you.
Yeah.
Mal and Margs are going to be there. We'd love to hang out with you. We're going to have loads of fun. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. Ange is at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.